Noise of Carpet, celebrating indie noises of the 90s, post-wave gems, and some new ones too. This is CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca.
Hi, welcome. It's Mike here. This is Noise of Carpet, as Andy said. Welcome again to another hour of indie music and maybe some other stuff too. We do, if you haven't listened before, for the next hour we play music from the 1990s. I was a DJ up here at Simon Fraser University Radio, CGSF, which is a campus community radio station. So you're welcome to come up here and do stuff if you're from the community. So please do. We need help. And also 90s independent music that we played at the time. So sort of bringing that back and influences on those bands. So going back to 70s and 60s, 70s and 80s perhaps. And also new stuff too, because there's tons of new music that gets sent into the station. If you're an aspiring musician, please send your work in. Just go to the website cgsf.ca to see how, and we'll try and get it on. I go through there's tons of records and digital records coming in every week. I try to go through and find a couple few songs. So if you don't know the structure, sort of play two or three sets of sort of 90s stuff and maybe sometimes bouncing into 2000s. And then we do a set, probably about 45 after the hour, of new music that sounds, we call it post-wave because we're just, I guess that's a pretty lazy genre label. It indicates, for me, on Noise of Carpet and in Head Office here, we've sort of discussed that term as the official term for new music that's good. So we got post-wave coming up at 45 after the hour. Any genre is acceptable. But to start things off today, I just have a quote. I got this great book about Creation Records. Creation was a 90s label in the UK that had, and they ended up, I think, with Oasis and Primal Scream and Jesus and Mary Chain and some others. And reading through it, some really good stuff in there and well written as well. I forget who the writer is, it's not with me. But this fellow named Peter Astor, who was a UK musician, from the 80s band The Loft. There is some stuff online. You can find it. It's quoted in the book. It's David Cavanaugh. David Cavanaugh is the writer of this book, the Creation Records story. If you're into this stuff, I would suggest picking it up. It's got a lot of stuff in there, well written, as I said. So his quote is about indie music. The indie ethic is a joke. It's just people thinking that they're morally superior because they're not successful. So let's examine that today. We're going to play some indie music today and see. I don't know if we know that's true. What do you think? There are some snotty people in the indie music and around indie music, absolutely. But I don't know if it takes away from the music itself. So why don't we start today with one of the heavyweights of 90s indie. Guided by Voices, this is from their 8th album, if you can believe, 1994. Salty Salute, Alien Lanes on CGSF 90.1 FM and CGSF.ca. Thank you for sticking around. Tonight
Democracy Now!, hosted by award-winning independent journalist Amy Goodman. Tune in to your daily progressive news, aired Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on CJSF.
Hazel on CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca. They were from Portland, Oregon. A song was called Comet, Torridor of Love was the album from 1993 on Sub Pop. Jody Blyle, maybe her name is, I'm not sure, played in this band, and you heard her vocals there, and in Team Dresch. If you're aware of that, I don't want to say it, the Riot Girl, I suppose, connected band, Team Dresch. Before that, some indie pop from the Pop Guns from Brighton in the UK on the South Coast, Waiting for the Winter from 1989, from an album called Indie Pop Originals. I've just been looking, I don't know where it is, it's some compilation. So that's real UK indie pop there along the Sarah Records line there, the Pop Guns, and they're still playing these days. Before that, we've gone back to Spillane's with a song called Valency from the album called Strand from 1996. We play the Spillane's a lot. Again, Portland, Oregon. Lots of people, lots of indie stuff from the 1990s from that part of the world. Starting the set off with GBV. We are broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada, high atop Burnaby Mountain. If you haven't been here, it's worth a look if you're visiting Vancouver to come up and to get to the top of the hill in Burnaby, top of the mountain, and have a look at the views, have a wander around the brutalist architecture of the university, and check out the views on a clear day of the North Shore Mountains and down to downtown and the West Coast. And maybe you'll get lucky with a gorgeous sunset, which is possible. So coming up in the next set, got a couple of songs. There's a couple of songs by a couple of groups or people that are playing in Vancouver in April, I think. No, sorry. The first song is Mercury Rev. They're playing in two Mondays from now over at the Fox Theater, so it's moved over. Song called Empire State from 1995. Hopefully they play it. It's one of my favorites. And then after that, we'll play some Pop M, who's a guy, a guitarist named David Pau. He played in Slint in the day. He has played with Tortoise, has played with Stereolab, has been around, was playing guitar with Gang of Four a couple of years ago, maybe for their tour. And he is opening, it also goes by the name of Ariel M. So this is Papa M. We'll play a song from Whatever Mortal, his album. And he is opening for Mogwai at the Commodore Ballroom in Vancouver in April sometime, couple of months. So let's start with Mercury Rev's song. It's called Empire State, a Sunhouse in Excelsius. And on, as I said, this is on, this is on CD, picked up in the day. The 30-year-old CD here. Mercury Rev from the album called See You on the Other Side on CJSF 9.1 FM and CJSF.ca.
Angels and devils before my eyes. Friends. Join us every Tuesday evening from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific for Bitcoover FM, featuring the best in chiptune, video game soundtracks, synthesized music, history of electronic instruments, and more, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. We'll see you in the virtual plaza, and remember to synthesize with nostalgia.
On Noise of Carpet. Let's head in straight into Martha Wainwright here. Martha Wainwright is singer-songwriter from the East Coast of Canada. This song, she has a... There's a preview of the next set. And she's visiting Burnaby, British Columbia, to play at the Shadbolt Centre of the Arts. Let's see, on April 6th. So let's go back 20 years to herself... A titled album called Martha Wainwright and a song called Ball and Chain. Here it is on CJSF 90.1 FM, and then we'll move into local band Mecha Normal.